This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Okay, so taxes. There is, believe it or not, a significant issue with this overhaul that hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention. Even though, as we have told you, I don't know how many times, Congress has agreed that this bill can add $1.5 trillion to the national debt over 10 years. There are consequences beyond just all of us owing more money. In the Senate, whose bill is set to be voted on this week, remember, there is something called pay-as-you-go, rules that basically say unless you find ways to offset revenue losses from tax cuts, mandatory spending cuts kick in. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
Quick little bit of math first. That $1.5 trillion added to the deficit over 10 years means about $150 billion a year has to be offset by cuts to mandatory programs, programs like Medicare.
That means that Medicare next year alone will need to take a $25 billion cut. Now, that cut will not be in benefits, but it will be in people's access to care.
David Certner is with AARP, which has come out against the Senate plan.
More doctors may choose not to see Medicare patients. Hospitals may not offer the same kinds of services that they do today to Medicare patients.
Enter political reality. Who wants to be the person to cut Medicare? Caroline Bruckner is with the COGOD Tax Policy Center at American University.
They're going to have to get separate legislation to waive the PAYGO rules that's still going to require a 60-vote threshold, meaning at some point they're going to have to talk to Democrats.
This has worked in the past with other bills that threaten to trigger the PAYGO rules. Republicans know this because even with those cuts to Medicare and agriculture programs and loan programs,
there isn't enough blood there to actually completely take care of all the red ink.
Stephen Ellis is with Taxpayers for Common Sense.
It's a pretty cynical chess move, but they're going to trigger this PAYGO sequester, and then they're going to ask Democrats to go along with amending that in future law so that those cuts don't occur.
Because if Congress passes a tax bill and doesn't waive the PAYGO rules, those cuts would start next year. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.